It's Paul Marsh on Express, and I'm delighted to be joined on a Zoom call by Beth Jobber. Now, Beth, you may not know the name at the moment, but you probably would have seen her on the TV last Saturday on Starstruck. So, Beth, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's just talk about why you were on Starstruck first. You have got a real, real love for Christina Aguilera.
Yes, borderline obsessive, I would say.
Well, the fact that she is tattooed on you.
Yes, she is, yeah. She's that was about 5 years ago, and I don't think me or my tattooist knew that it would be on national television on a Saturday night at any point. I think he's relieved he's done a good job.
So, obviously, you're a great singer. At what point did you decide to sort of mix the fact that you're a very good singer alongside your obsession with Christina Aguilera?
Well, she actually is a... funny story, my sister actually, when I was about 12, brought home the Stripped album and played Beautiful on repeat over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I just completely was like, what is this? Like, I've never heard anything like this. And I just fell in love with her. And basically, I actually say to a lot of people that she probably taught me how to sing, or she at least taught me my methods of how I sing and sort of how I enjoy singing. We have all sort of the same sort of muses when it comes to music as well. So I like all the same singers that she does. And it's always been a thing, even throughout doing musical theatre at college, I was sort of constantly told off for being a bit too American or trying to sound like Christina Aguilera, but it did get me belty parts. So that's a plus.
I can't believe anyone would look at that as a bad thing.
Well, in musical theatre, you're not supposed to be very poppy. You're supposed to be quite pronounced, aren't you?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it soon became apparent that it's not the kind of singing I wanted to do, as much as I love theatre. It's certain musicals only, I would say, are suitable for me.
So then you began to go out and perform Christina songs?
No, actually, I haven't actually done any performing as Christina until Starstruck.
I thought that this was something that you did.
No, I mean, I am going to now.
I should hope so.
Yeah, it's always felt like something like... I'm such a big fan that whenever someone would maybe imitate her or something, I'm always like, yeah, you've got a great voice, but like you're not giving it full like Christina. Or like I was always just a bit like, I'm sure I could do this better, but I always felt a little bit intimidated, or like I would get laughed out of the room, or like, you're joking if you think you can sound like that or whatever. So when I saw Starstruck come on the telly last year, I was sort of watching through my hands every week, like, please don't be Christina, please don't be, because I'd never heard
of
the show.
Okay.
And I'm sort of like, if someone's Christina and I haven't heard about this, I'm going to cry. Like, I can't cope with that. So I pretty much instantly applied, and you have to sort of initially upload some videos of you singing. You don't have to sing your idol's songs or who you're applying.
Okay.
And you don't have to dress up like them, just sort of three. Obviously, I had a couple of gins, fully dressed up like Christina, sang three Christina songs. I've got a Christina top on as well, which I was actually wearing.
Yeah, fantastic.
One of them. Oh, that was an accident, by the way.
Okay, if you say so.
I didn't wear that on purpose. I got dressed up and I sang all the songs and sort of was like, oh, I'm probably never here again. And then a few weeks later, I got an email to say next round. So,
wow.
Yeah, sort of like, what? But there was a few auditions. Different types, different places. So I applied in February 2022.
Okay. Wow, that's a long process.
A whole year.
Yeah.
We filmed it about, a few months ago, and it feels like 100 years.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because then we didn't know where our episode was going to be or how they'd sort of edit it. You don't get any say really in how, you don't get to see it progress out basically, which is, I actually quite enjoyed, because it got to a point where the wait was so long, I was kind of just a bit like, well, it is what it is.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's not in your hands.
There's so much preparation, and we all worked really hard, and I made really good friends with both of the other girls. We talk every day.
Wow.
Actually just got back from London visiting Michelle, who's one of the other Christinas. We met there and went and watched a couple of concerts together. Meg couldn't make it, but we were in contact the whole time, so she was with us in spirit. we all just had one goal, which was to just be the best Christinas we could be.
Yeah.
For each other. It was really, and they're amazing singers. So when I met them in the auditions, I was like, what the hell? I haven't got a chance, you know? Like, they're both pros. They both do tributes, not to Christina. They will now. of course, we all are. And so I applied to be Christina, and I got to do it.
What was the actual day like, the actual day of filming, going, getting the makeup, the full outfit, everything? What was the actual day like?
I don't want to ruin too much of the magic for anyone else that might apply, because I would, anyone that's thinking about it, just do it, just apply, because it's, the whole process was amazing. So it wasn't quite one day.
Right, okay.
But it was great, because they wanted, they want the transformations to be like, wow.
Yes, of course.
You might have noticed if you watched the show, Michelle's got like really dark hair, and she's, yes, sort of like white hand, and I'm completely opposite.
Yeah.
So they flipped us over.
Okay.
So it was cool, because I used to have black hair, and the outfit is something I would wear. So I was actually really happy. I was like, yeah, this, that I feel comfortable in this. So yeah, it was great. Like, that I had a fake tan that was probably the darkest tan I've ever had in my life, and I really miss it, to be honest. I'm so lazy. I really miss it. But yeah, and the makeup was great. Like, having your makeup done fresh, it was the first time I ever had anything like that. It really helped make us all feel, I mean, speaking for them too, but for me personally, it made me feel like, right, okay, I'm ready. Like, if there was any nerves, it's like, I look the part now, and like, they're all so nice, and it was dreamy, sort of people faffing around you, spraying your hair and making sure like tiny strands are in the right places and things. I felt like Christina.
Well, you certainly sounded like her. Your voice is absolutely stunning. Do you know what, I used to think I was a big fan of Christina Aguilera until I met you, and now I realise that pales in comparison. But no, I love Christina's voice. I love her music. So like I say, your voice I thought was absolute, you know, and not only did I think it was phenomenal, so did the judges. So how did it feel to have such positive responses from the judges?
It was mad, actually. We weren't expecting that. I think we all felt in some part that we'd messed up somewhere. Listening back, we were all really happy with it. But yeah, it's hearing, as I'm a big Adam Lambert fan as well. Actually, he's one of the people I went to see. I saw him on, okay, Monday. And so for him as a fan to sort of say all the lovely things that he said, we were all blown away. We just walked off stage and we all just sort of hugged and cried. It was sort of crazy, like, what's just happened. So yeah, it was really good. And we were obviously disappointed not to go through, but also kind of relieved that we didn't have to compete with each other.
Yes, yeah.
So that was, we were all kind of dreading that part of it, because we'd been so tight.
Especially when you formed that bond.
Yeah, yeah, throughout the whole process. So it would have been fine, you know, we were all rooting for each other. But it was nice to sort of leave it on a level where we all just did a really, really good job.
You didn't have to do the fake smile and fake clap. Oh, well done,
yeah,
well done.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, it wouldn't have been fake. We would have been happy for each other. But, you know, I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's we're kind of glad. And also, like, the public reaction has been crazy. Like, yeah. William, the meatloaf that went through, he is the nicest, kindest soul. He was doing gigs for 30, 40 pounds.
Right.
And sort of Michelle's mind blew when she heard that, because she's like, she's been in the game for a long time and he's got a sensational voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's sort of, also he's very Scottish, so he, bless him, he was slowing down for us southerners so that we could have a conversation. But no, he's a nice sweetheart, he won't mind me saying that. So we're really happy for him. But the outcry on sort of social media has been, Christina should have won, and that doesn't suck. You know, to see.
No, not of course. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. But I mean, after you have all of those compliments, and like you say, I can't believe that you've never done a Christina tribute prior to this. You have to do this now, right?
Yeah, it's kicking off, actually, in a good way. It was difficult to sort of say, but I wasn't allowed to say anything about even being on the show to anyone. But I did sort of send a few, just some local agents, I sort of contacted them and said, look, I'm doing something that's going to be quite popular. I can't say anything else, but it's a tribute that I'm going to be offering to a female singer. Pop genre, we'll see these kind of events. Would you like more info when I've got it? Sort of just tried to...
Just laid the foundations.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm not known at all for doing anything remotely live music-y, especially in this area. So I just wanted to get my name out there and some feelers out. And I'm working with, I got in touch with the local dance group. So Killarney Dance Company, they're based in Portsmouth. They focus sort of on female empowerment and body positivity. They're amazing girls. I've actually been to a few of their sessions myself in the past, which is how I sort of knew about them. and I sort of told the two owners, Josie and Emily, lovely girls, told them what I was doing and swore them to secrecy and said, do you think we could sort of get something together and start building a show for when this comes out? They were absolutely over the moon with it, big Christine fans, and now very big me fans. They're my number one fans. Yeah, so we've been working behind the scenes for months, and we've got a show cooking.
Wow.
Bookings already, including a really big one I can't say about yet. But
oh, really?
Big one coming, yeah. Can't confirm it.
You cannot tease us like that.
Well, I've got a contract in my hands. I will say it, but it's very exciting.
What can you tell us? Have you got any shows locally in the Portsmouth area, surrounding areas?
a couple of private events coming up, and do you know what, it's I'm learning as I go,
right?
So I've got like a very old school, I'll show you, very old school diary.
Literally proper old school paper diary.
Today I have I've moved on to digital.
Oh, well done.
I'm in the digital age. Things are starting to make a bit more sense, but yeah, there's a few things, a couple of holiday parks as well.
Okay, that's cool.
Like there's a couple of havens, I think, but there'll be some more local ones announced sort of soon.
Right, well, you better keep in touch with us, especially me, because whenever you get any news, whenever something's going on, we want to know about it, because we want to support you as much as we possibly can, because I thought you were absolutely fantastic.
Ah, thank you, that's so nice. It's like, it's a bit weird to hear, I'm sort of like, oh, this is on it. It's but no, it's nice. I'm starting to sort of believe in myself a little bit. So,
and that's the best thing, right? It's the best thing that after I'm sure that, like you said, after all of these years of thinking, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, you now know you can do it.
Oh, I'm absolutely doing it with bells on.
That's brilliant. So look, if people want to find out a little bit more about you, they want to follow you to find out where these future shows are going to be, where's the best place for them to do that?
Instagram or Facebook, it's Xtina Tribute UK is my tag. Or there's a website which has all the info on, which is christinaaguilaratribute.co.uk.
Beth, thank you so much for talking to me. I really, really do appreciate it. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you very much.